Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nah, nothing to talk about today. All right, let's go. Coming live from the Quicken Loans studio. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently on this Monday across the country, 21st of January. Many of you are off. Martin Luther King Day, of course. Celebrate that. And we unpack it all. I don't even know where to start.
It's impossible. You got to start with the call. First of all, as BT said, happy Martin Luther King Day. If you have free time, go serve somebody. Day of service. That's what it's for.
I like it.
Use your Monday wisely and don't get angry like we're about to get angry at the NFL officials.
Yeah, we will serve the fans who are looking for blood.
Yeah.
That's how we'll serve you today.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do we start?
Look, I think this starts, first of all, Al Riveron, at least that we're led to believe that Al Riveron got in touch with Sean Payton post this game and said, my bad.
Yeah.
We screwed up.
No, yeah.
The call was wrong. However you want to position it.
No, yeah.
That's utterly unacceptable, BT, in an NFC championship game. To have a game decided by officials and maybe, and you brought up one, because we asked this in our group chain, is this the most egregious miss in the history of sports? And BT throws up the 1985
World Series.
Yeah. And I had no recollection of it, but I went and looked at
that
it.
That one yes. jumped out.
Yeah, that was bad too, but this one was really bad.
That's horrific.
Because it cost the game. It was directly costing the Saints a chance to play in Super Bowl 53, because if that call goes, either one of the calls, pass interference or helmet-to-helmet hit, the Saints run out the clock. They kick the game-winning field goal. They're going on to Atlanta to play, ultimately, the New England Patriots, even though that game hadn't been decided yet. And there's a couple of things that jump out to me here, BT.
Mm-hmm.
One, the play itself. It's 3rd and 10. Maybe Sean Payton mismanaged the clock, and that's hypothetical, but I can't talk about the hypothetical. I can only talk about what happened, and that is the refs made a horrendously bad call. First of all, Roby Coleman Tommy Lee Lewis in the head, which should have been a foul. In college, you know, you can, even if there's no penalty called, you can stop and get a review of that.
For targeting. Yep.
In college, that rule doesn't exist in the National Football League. In college, you can do that. Number two, he didn't even try to make a play on the ball. I mean, how many times have you seen it? And it's frustrating, like your DB, whether it's a Giants guy or Jet guy. Mm-hmm. It's like, turn your head around.
Yeah.
Right? Just get your head around. You don't have to, like, attempt to make a shot at the ball. Just get your head around, and they won't call the play. He didn't even try.
Yeah.
Ran right through him.
I know.
And obviously the ball got there beforehand. Here's the biggest issue, and I was talking to Samter about this. The league has to rebuke this heavily and maybe even take some jobs away for this, because – we hear the league talk all the time. We got to protect the shield, right? No cheating, no drugs, no domestic violence. We got to protect the shield. We got to protect the shield. But if you're going to lose credibility because the games don't feel fair, or there's a perception of impropriety, as it seems in this case, especially when you look at the three officials that were involved, the side judge, Gary Cavalletto, who's 60 years old, he may be forced in retirement, just saying, the down judge, Patrick Turner, who we saw Sean Payton yelling at, and the back judge, Todd Prokop, they're all from California. They all grew up and went to school at Cal State Fullerton or Cal State Long Beach or UC Santa Barbara, and they live there. Even though I don't believe this to be the case, and somewhere in my mind I'm saying, man, did these guys really want the Rams to get to the Super Bowl? Is that why they did this?
But here's the only thing that offsets that, because that crew, they were 0-8.
Agreed.
The Rams with that crew.
But not in an NFC championship game.
So this is the one time they made amends for only eight times.
But not in an NFC championship team.
Yeah.
And so maybe, were they influenced by the fan, petition to get
7,000 signatures?
Yeah, I mean, were they influenced by that? So a call comes their way. Yeah, we're just not going to make that one. Even if it's not
true. And I know
true.
You don't think that.
I don't think that. I don't think that
and
at
I'm
all.
And I'm more inclined to think that stuff than you.
But the fact that there is that question.
It's bad for business.
It's bad for business for the National Football League. Uh-huh. And they're waiting. This is an easy one. The league should come out and say, yeah, we did something wrong. But they're carefully crafting their message to now.
Uh-huh.
To date. Still, this game was it.
Reading glasses
coming this on. Game, go ahead. This game was early. This wasn't the late game. This game was early. There's plenty of time to figure out what to say and say how we screwed this up royally like they did. But they haven't done it yet. Mm-hmm. This something, I think, strong needs to come down. And if it doesn't, how do we take the league seriously? How do we make them? How do they make us all believe that this game matters for them? And that when mistakes are made, they have to be corrected.
Here's the problem: even if they come out and they do what mm-hmm. you submit that they should do,
yes,
and they should, it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter, but it does, though, BT.
But how?
Because there has to be a consequence for an egregious error like
this. Okay, so
there
a guy gets fired. Okay, go play golf. Right. You're 60 years old. You're done.
It doesn't matter.
All right, you don't reverse legacies. Look, you don't get back money people bet.
I agree that.
You don't, you know, four hours of wasted time.
I agree
what
that.
What does it solve?
Al Riveron has been embattled for the entirety of his two-year tenure here. They need to bring Dean Blandino back or maybe pay him more so he doesn't have to take a job at Fox as an analyst as opposed to working in the legal office making a pittance compared to what everybody else in the league office is making. There's so much to this that it just infuriates you because I think Dean did a good job when he was the head of officiating, mm-hmm. when he's the VP of officiating. Al hasn't, and we've seen it over and over again, going back 2 years ago when it really was an issue. They're getting retirees coming in and new crews having to get put together. And who's in charge of that? Al Riveron. And when you put a crew together that makes an egregious mistake that has, even though it's a false conspiracy theory. I don't believe it, mm-hmm. but it's there. Mm-hmm. All these guys from California, they all had a shot to make this call, and all of them kept their flags in their pocket. They even talked about it, didn't make a call. And then we look at it on replay, and it's egregiously bad. I keep using that word because it is egregiously bad.
I'm not disagreeing with the description.
Right?
You're pointing on with that.
It's Al's job to put that crew together, and if they keep making mistakes, then it ultimately all goes uphill. We always say, you know what, rolls downhill, it actually goes uphill.
Okay,
something
has
to happen.
Who's sitting uphill? Who is at the throne at the uphill?
Ultimately, it's Roger Goodell.
Okay. Rule 17, Section 2.
Yes.
Article 1.
Yes.
If it's that egregious, and we use that word seven or eight times in mm-hmm. the first 9 minutes of the show, and we could probably use it 30 times, and it wouldn't do it justice. The commissioner has the sole authority, as I read from Rule 17, Section 2, Article 1, has the sole authority to investigate and take appropriate disciplinary and or corrective measures if any club action, non-participant interference, or calamity. Mm-hmm. Now, calamity is a bit of a nebulous term. Calamity, does a 55-mile-per-hour wind come back and you rip a hinge off the roof as a kicker's getting ready to kick the ball and it jolts him? I don't know. You can manipulate that as much as you want.
That's Mother Nature.
Okay. But a calamity, again, it's a broad description, which means the powers are still there if he chooses to exercise them. Or calamity occurs in an NFL game, which the commissioner deems unacceptably, extraordinarily unfair, or outside the accepted tactics encountered in professional football, that such action has a major effect on the result of the game. Mm-hmm. So if we're all sitting here today, every show, radio, TV, podcast, news outlet, writer, everybody who's talking about this game, if we all know that what transpired is disgraceful.
Yes.
It's disgraceful. Why the hell do we have this rule if Goodell's never going to exercise it? And don't tell me, well, once you go to, you open up that can of worms, and you really establish a precedent. Well,
that's
what the hell you have the rule for?
That's why.
Should be no rule.
I agree with you, BT.
There should be no rule.
And by the way,
nobody should ever reference this rule again if you're never going to use it.
I 100% agree. By the way, he's probably getting this via text message as he was trying to kiss the shoes of Robert Kraft to get back in his good graces, because he was at the Kansas City game.
I know.
He wasn't at this game, so we know what that comes down to. He'll think about it all. He probably thought about it all day yesterday. He'll think about it all day today.
Sure.
As they find a way to try to address this and calm the
furor. Meaningless liner, the three-liner that basically, it means nothing.
Look, ultimately, this will go away, but on the day after, it's a big deal. It really is.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal the day after, but it's also a big deal tomorrow and 2 weeks down the road and 2 years down the road and 2 decades down the road, because when we're talking, now Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer, no matter what. Sean Payton probably is as well. But when legacies are irreparably altered, sabotaged, because these morons, these incompetent buffoon clowns who get paid to stand on a football field, they can't see that. How the hell can you not see that?
No
and
idea.
I'm a big proponent. Listen, the last thing I want in this world is to go to a supermarket and have a rope. What would you like to pay? That will be 37. if we have to make the whole world robots,
yes,
so we get this crap right, then I'm actually going to sign off on that.
I'm telling you,
I can't invest 9 hours of football and at the end of the day sit there and say, then we didn't get the right result.
I know. We had an error. We had an official make the decision, not determination, not the actual play that went on the field. Now, look, you could go back in this game, look at all the mistakes the Saints made.
I know
made,
where you're going, of right? course. And everybody says like, that, oh, it's not one play. No, it was.
It literally
this
was.
This was one play. They get that right. We have a different opponent
exactly.
or a different one half of the Super Bowl.
The Saints are still lamenting the fact that they got into the red zone, drove all the way down the field, and had to kick a field goal on their first possession. They get an immediate turnover on the 20 and then have to kick another field goal. They lament those things. But if that call goes the way it should,
yep.
and every person, even the non-football loving or knowing people could see that one, the Saints are in the Super Bowl. Period. And it's just, it's frustrating. And I feel the, like the angst and the disappointment and the helplessness that Sean Payton feels right now and Drew Brees, because they might not get back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Alvin Kamara is a stud player. He's young, but they might lose Mark Ingram.
Yes. As a matter of fact, in all probability, I believe that they will. I do not believe he'll be on the Saints next year.
They can't pay him. They don't have enough cap space.
No.
$11 million under the cap. I know it's going up a little bit, but, I mean, if he's going to command $8, $9 million a year or whatever his number may be,
yep.
they can't keep him, mm-hmm. right? Drew Brees is an untenable cap hit, $33 million cap hit for Drew Brees. And there's some older guys that you got to start either taking care of or cutting salaries, and the material makeup of the team changes. The Saints might not get another chance, and that could be it for Drew Brees trying to get his long-coveted second Super Bowl ring. He's an MVP-quality player almost every single year. Not the MVP this year. That's mm-hmm. Pat Mahomes. But mm-hmm. MVP-quality almost every single year.
No doubt.
He's not going to get a chance to win another Super Bowl. And that's talk about legacy, that sucks for him.
It really does. And, you know, by the way, oh, yeah, P.S., Jared Goff made some big league throws late.
Did.
We don't even really talk about that, and that's the problem. You know, you know, and we're going to obviously get into all the mechanics of all the games, and we're going to, I know I'm going to shred the overtime policy, which is disgraceful, and Gronk's late game renaissance, and yes, Brady's amazing, and all the things that went down, the ridiculous play with Chris Jones, the phantom face call, phantom roughing the pass, and we didn't even touch him.
He didn't.
I mean, they didn't even touch him.
But he grazed the neck of his jersey.
The game's over. It's 7 minutes to go.
He grazed the neck of his jersey.
I know.
And it's the vaunted one. It's the exalted one, Tom Brady.
Now we got to talk about the Patriots for 2 more weeks, dude. 2 more weeks, we've got to talk about these Patriots.
Oh,
and I will
man.
Say, by the way, you know, when you double up first downs, 36-18, as
and
they
plays.
Did. And plays. And 90-something plays to whatever. I mean,
I think it was literally. I think it was literally half. I think it was 94-47.
I believe that's what I read. If not, it's like one or two in the other. It's right around a doubling up ratio. When you go 44 minutes to 21 minutes in terms of time of possession, when you have 530 yards compared to the Chiefs who had less than 300, Mahomes never touched the ball the first half. All those things aside, I mean, yes, the overtimes. I know I'm jumping to this for a second, but I'm a little bit excited here.
Yeah.
It's a Monday. You can understand. It's after the championship
weekend, man.
As much as overtime, the setup and the dynamics of overtime drive me crazy, you got to give it up to the Pats. Because when it was time to get done, I mean, they got it
and
done.
Look,
they are amazing.
And let's face it, Tom Brady, he's never like absolutely perfect. In fact, he was, 4 of 9
the
on
red
that
zone
drive.
Pick? I mean, they should have really won that game going away.
No doubt.
Was a big mistake.
No doubt.
Ugly mistake
despite
by Brady.
Despite the stats that you just talked about.
Correct.
Fully in their favor.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs could have and maybe should have won this game. And even in overtime, Tom Brady was facing 3rd and 10 often.
And every time,
Every time, bang. Great shot.
Gronk, boom. Edelman,
great
boom.
Shot. They're amazing. But here's the thing, BT. When the game went to overtime, when Pat Mahomes goes, the length of the field and 2 completions and 31 seconds and they kick the field goal, I'm sitting there watching saying, whoever wins the coin toss
said the same thing.
Is winning this game.
Game's over.
Pat Mahomes will go the distance.
Uh-huh.
Tom Brady will go the distance.
Yep.
And I was disappointed.
Totally, completely disappointed.
I completely expected it. Whoever won the coin toss.
They got to fix that,
was
man.
Winning the game.
I understand just for the preservation of the bodies, you can't have, Maybe during the regular season, you've got to have a little something different. But when it's a playoff game, even if it's a wild card game to get to divisional to get to conference championship to get to the Super Bowl, you gotta give a team the chance to get their hands on the ball.
Yeah, I agree.
It's ridiculous, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Imagine Steph Curry not getting a shot for 5 minutes in the overtime of the NBA Finals. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's ridiculous what transpired. And I'll tell you what. If I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan today, we'll get these phone calls. We've got a million things to break down. We'll hear from McVay and we'll hear from everybody that has something to say from yesterday. If I am a Chiefs fan today, you know that scene, in Dumb and Dumber when Jim Carrey can't speak, like, because his heart is ripped out because he thinks his best buddy is with, took the girl. He's like, I would honestly want to die if I was a Chiefs fan.
I hear you. We'll get into the Pats and the Chiefs because that was a good game.
1974, they haven't been to a Super Bowl. They actually host the game.
I know.
The ball on the Edelman on the did it touch him? Did it not? Did we thumb this? What?
I agree.
Oh,
I agree.
What a terrible way to lose.
It was a great game, though. It was a great game.
It really was. And but Romo. Listen, I don't know what CBS is paying Romo. I know it's a lot.
It's not enough.
Double it.
Not enough.
8-5. He's phenomenal.
Not enough. When they
double.
They kill it at the line of scrimmage. That usually, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And it's exactly what they call
it. Dude, if I was the Chiefs, I would have said, Romo, I'll give you $30 million right now. Nance, finish the game by yourself. You are our coordinator the rest of the game. Forget Nance. Leave him. He's $30 million.
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's what I mean. All right. Let's break. We'll get these calls. 855-212-4227. Wow. So much football brilliance and so many confounding moments as well. What a day. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Just go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. Okay, here's the deal. We'll get some calls. Obviously, you guys want to react on Twitter. You've already hit that. Phones are lit. We'll get them in a minute. We've got Deion Branch next hour. He was the MVP back in Super Bowl 39 for the Pats, former wideout. Inbounds, out of bounds next hour as well. Next segment, five-star rewind is Monday staple. Gene Steratour, who was phenomenal. He was with us on Tops all season, and obviously with Romo and Nance, Steratour is just, what a great addition to CBS. So he's going to join us in the third hour as well. A lot to unpack there. But people want to chime in. This is the day to do it. See what they're thinking. Sure, we'll get some happy people, some despondent people. And let's go to Desmond first up in Las Vegas. Teague, Desmond is on Tiki and Tierney. Desmond, how are you today?
Fine. How you doing today?
We're good.
What's up?
What you got?
Yeah, I'm totally surprised by Bill Belichick. I can't believe he was able to adjust that way. And he kept Mahomes off the field, which I couldn't believe.
Well, in the first half, he did. In the second half, he gave up 31 points. But in the first half, they kept it away from him, which you got to give Coach Belichick and Brian Flores their defensive coordinator kind of in effect. He doesn't have the title, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because the one way you stop the Kansas City Chiefs is you don't let them have the football.
Mm-hmm.
And they dominated time of possession. Like, there's some old school principles in football that sometimes we talk about, a lot of times we don't. Field position, don't turn the ball over, which the Pats did. But still, field position, don't turn the ball over. Get first downs. You run the clock. Those are exactly the game plan that they had offensively against this Kansas City Chiefs team. They didn't want to score quickly. I'm sure they could have, or at least tried to. They didn't want to.
Yeah.
It was, get my 5 yards, get my, 10 yards, pick me down the field so that we crush this clock so you have no time to score. And that's exactly what they did. They figured it out in the second half, but it was too little too late.
I sat right here in this seat on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and I sat in my seat on Tops yesterday, as I have every Sunday, and I said my greatest fear, this was obviously before the two games, was to sit down on my couch and watch 6 yards, 2 yards, 5 yards, first down, move it here, move it there, chains move, first down, second down, first down, third down, first down, boom, 7-0.
That's what you get.
That's exactly what happened. 8.5 minutes, whatever it encompassed, the first drive, and then boom, Patty Mahomes quickly in and out. Mm-hmm. And then the Pats had the rock again. Obviously, they got picked there, but you looked up and it's like, is Mahomes going to get a chance to get some fingerprints on this football game?
The first half was over. It felt like in 45 minutes.
It was. In fact, I was watching a Jets-Bills game where there's no scoring and it just goes fast.
I agree.
You know? All right, Vic is in Connecticut. Vic's on Tiki and Tierney. Vic, what's happening?
Hey, guys. First of all, no one framed this whole issue about the playoffs better than you two. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, Vic.
I got a quick question and then a statement.
Go ahead.
It doesn't make sense to me that they this coin toss, you know, one possession rule.
Yeah.
More time in a game means more commercials, means more money.
You're right.
Why would the NFL not be looking at that? Answer me after I get off the phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's my point. You got to have a reference point. I'm an educator, retired. If I said to my students, hey, listen, kids, I lied about everything I taught you today. Now you go home and have a great day. All right? What are you teaching? And that's the way I felt.
You're teaching them how to be resilient, Vic.
Hey, have a good day. I'd love to hear about this commercial thing.
Yeah, go for it, buddy. Yeah, take it away, Vic. Thanks, Vic.
I think the biggest issue is the other program. So as much as we're talking about this and we're emotional about it, and if you're in New Orleans or any of the four cities, Kansas City or Boston or out in Los Angeles, like, you're really emotional about this. And if you could watch 5 hours of it, you would watch 5 hours of it. But the reality is there's a lot of people that don't know or care about football. And what do they want to watch? Whatever programming is coming next on Fox or whatever programming is coming next on CBS. And trust me, those programs, especially in CBS, which is the number one network in America, by the way.
That's right.
Are getting a lot of money for commercials in those shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so of course.
It just becomes it becomes like
a little mixture of...
Well, it's a jigsaw puzzle. Like, it's got to fit. And if it doesn't fit, it messes up what comes behind it. I agree with Vic, though. I mean, it's entertaining when you have games like this. This is the first time, I think, in NFL history with both NFC and AFC championship games going into overtime. It added to the drama. It was amazing, especially when you consider that in the Pats-Chiefs game, with 8 minutes to go, BT, it was 17-14.
That was crazy.
17-14.
I know.
With 8 minutes to go, and it finished 37-31.
Listen, crazy. as much as I take my little jabs, and you know, it's all derived from jealousy. I'm totally upfront about that with Belichick and Brady. You know, if you're not old enough to have remembered the Giants when they beat the Bills with that great offense, the great Jim Kelly, who by the way is doing better now, he got some tests back, and they were all favorable. That a boy, Jim. Kelly Tough, Kelly Strong, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed. Those teams are phenomenal.
They're all Hall of Famers.
Bill Belichick's Marv Levy, of course. Bill Belichick's the one who devised that defense. I know you know this. Yeah. You played for the Giants. But he shut him down.
Yeah. Well, he didn't. You know what he did? Because I've talked to LT about this many times. He said, we're going to let Thurman Thomas do whatever the hell Thurman Thomas wants to do.
But take away the other pieces.
But take away all that other
and
stuff.
And that's where I was going.
You're right.
Tyreek Hill had one reception.
Sammy Watkins went off a little
bit. But that's by design. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce, 23 yards. I saw more McDonald's commercials yesterday of Travis Kelce doing whatever the hell he was doing than I saw Travis Kelce receptions
you're right.
during the game.
You're right.
I mean, you know, listen, that's what greatness does. It's, you know, sometimes greatness is really, you have to look really hard to find it, but sometimes it really is simple.
Yeah, in the subtleties.
In the subtleties, sure, but the way it's actually applied, Belichick's greatness, it hasn't changed from decade to decade.
No.
What you do well, we will shut down, and you will have to adjust.
You're right.
So, I mean, Andy Reid knew this coming in, so I don't know why the first 15 plays weren't scripted to counter what he knew that Belichick would do.
Yeah, I agreed.
Which he's been doing for 30 years.
And he said, you know what, Sammy Watkins, you can go off. Go have those big plays,
right,
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
It's all right. You know what? Sammy Watkins isn't a difference maker on your team. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's not knocking him. He's not a difference maker. If Tyreek Hill has, you know,
the 78-yard gash.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
It's a different, it's a different game for them. So we're going to let one guy who's not your biggest impact scorer make all the big plays. Feel good about that. But when it comes down to actually winning and losing, we have a leg up on you. It's just brilliant how he coordinates and coaches.
I'll tell you something else, too. And you've heard a little bit of this the last couple of days. And Edelman's second all-time in receptions, playoff receptions, behind the great Jerry Rice. And I know, which is nuts. But I heard this argument with Bernie Williams. Mm-hmm. You know, when you play a lot of games as Bernie did. The wild card Yankees were great, and you know, World Series multiple times in the 90s, and obviously very borderline dominant into the 2000s. Bernie had a lot of games to play. So when you see Bernie up there with home runs and RBIs, postseason leaders, a lot of people, it wasn't commensurate necessarily. Even though he was very good, he wasn't Babe Ruth or he wasn't Lou Gehrig, and it's kind of portrayed historically a different way. I don't care how many more games Julian Edelman has played than some of these other wide receivers. That guy's a Hall of Famer.
Of course.
That dude is clutch, and that guy is tough.
He's a difference maker. He'll go take a shot. And half the times, I swear he's concussed.
I hear you.
I see him get hit, and he moves like really slow, and it's like he's mastered how to like show that he's not knocked out, but he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a couple of those hits on those third downs, he's going converging coverages are drilling him, and he gets up, and he's just kind of like. And then he just slowly walks back.
He's a legitimate badass, that guy.
You have a concussion. There's no way you don't have a concussion.
I'm convinced if you dropped him in the woods, right, with nothing more than two sticks and maybe a little tiny pocket knife.
Yeah.
That if a pack of wolves attacked him. We'll get to these. Five-star rewind here in a second.
Next
first
time,
up, though, let's leave a chance to ask the pros.
His feet will be up on a rock.
And he has the flame going around the auto parts.
Tweet us at CBS Sports Radio.
He finds something to his liking.
And he
ask the pros.
Probably
spear
him big salmon.
Identify better. At CBS Sports Radio, hashtag ask the pros.
He is the letter on.
He can I will answer the best one.
All right, let's get the
O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
All your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices.
That goes without saying.
Every day.
Get the update now.
Five-star
rewind. More calls, more tweets.
Tiki and Tierney,
here's
Zach.
Crazy stuff.
Incredible. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You know, we talked about this, and again, they would never use this, but it is there for some incredibly bizarre occurrence. The commission has the power, the rule, if he wants to change the result, either completely flip the result or have the both teams, pick up where that
go back on the field
and go back and resume. Again, it's never going to happen. I submit, though, that there's a new stipulation. I'd like to see the rules committee somehow find a way to implement this offseason. They need to have the power of if a fan base is not appreciative enough of the championship or the victory or the moment or the symbolism, then that could be reversed in itself. I saw something on Barstool that is just—it's just ridiculous. From a sports bar in L.A.
I didn't see this.
I retweeted. It's on my account. If you guys want to go check it out, at Brandon Tierney, it's up there, probably about three or four down. I didn't tweet a ton yesterday, and by design, I was just so immersed in the games. And the as Greg Zuerlein hits the 57-yarders, it goes through.
Which was a beautiful kick, dude. Very rarely do I look at a field goal and be like, man, that was a work of art.
That was beautiful.
He drilled it dead center, and it was powerful, man.
Yeah, it would have been good from 65 out.
There was no
doubt.
Like, I'm just going to like try to get it. He hit it with conviction.
He goes, this is my time to shine, and he was great. But it was akin to, hailing a taxi, like if you don't use Uber, it's just like, and I don't mean like aggressively hailing it when you're drunk at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Just leisurely, it's 72 degrees out, here you go, I'm over here. There was nary a reaction.
Wow.
I mean, and I see that, and I'm like, and Kansas City fans who have waited to get to the Super Bowl since Len Dawson and Hank Stram.
The fandom is just not the same yet.
Well, then they don't deserve a team. That's such a joke. That's the Bills and the Jets and the Browns and the Chiefs. We don't get anything. And these people get
a
Super Bowl.
The problem is they didn't ask for it. The NFL kind of forced it on them as an economic decision by the National Football League to go to Los Angeles. A new stadium is being built, which adds to league revenues. Now, there'll be naming rights for that stadium, which also adds to lead revenues.
I know.
It's in L.A.
But you got to see this on Barstool. It goes through. They were like this. I actually think somebody turned to the two people. That was a guy and a girl, like a boyfriend and girlfriend. They weren't even overzealous. They were just like, all right. I feel like the three or four people in front of them turned around like to admonish them, like, how dare you interrupt my Sunday brunch with a cheer.
Keep it down.
It was weird, man. All right, five star. You ready?
Yep, let's go.
Let's go.
Time to buckle in.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazed dogs. That's some fun.
Here's your latest five-star rewind.
Hello?
Tiki and Tierney give you the best highlights from their top five games over the past weekend.
I know I'm going to get got, but I'm going to get mine more than I get got, though.
Here we come. It's a man's game now.
All right, Teak, we start at the Superdome. Fourth quarter, tied at 20, and yikes, how do you miss this one?
Third down and 10. Breeze from the gun. Takes the snap. Goes to the near side. Hit early. Fair. Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow. Not a flag to be found.
Unbelievable.
That's the second time. You can't challenge it. I mean, he doesn't even look for the ball.
Mikel Roby Coleman, he is 4 yards before the ball is there.
Take a choice. Pass interference, defenseless receiver, head-to-head contact. Nope, nothing. 0-3. That's out South Teague Saints Radio Network. Zach Streif and Deuce McAllister on the call. They were baffled as were we.
Look, we've hit this a lot. This is led our show. I'm sure it's led in a lot of shows. The NFL will have to give a reaction to this at some point. It's going to call for a review or newing or review of how replay should be used, an overhaul of how replay should be used, because you can't have official decisions, or in this case, non-decisions, determining the outcomes of games.
I'm with you, Teague. Let's go to overtime. It's early there. Tied at 23 and a rare gaff from Drew Brees.
Brees retreats to throw. Settles into the pocket. Arm is hit. Ball is in the air. Middle of the field. It is intercepted! Picked off at the 47-yard line. John Johnson III with the interception. And he dances his way to the Saints sideline. And he has given his offense a chance to win it in overtime.
And if you were watching the game, and of course you were, you just saw Jared Goff grab his helmet. Yeah. You could tell that exultation. Just like, okay, here we go. It is time.
Yeah.
That's how it sounded. J.B. Long on the Rams Radio Network.
Yeah, Deke. One of the right guard of the New Orleans Saints, Ramczyk, is a really good player. He just got beat. Dante Fowler had a little extra effort. If this was on Drew Brees at all, it would only be that he saw the pressure coming down his face. He could have tucked it, taken the sack. Just can't get it tipped up in the air like that over the middle of the field. That's always going to be intercepted.
All right, so we always lament the kicker deciding these games. And here comes Greg Zuerlein trotting out 57 yards between the Rams and the Super Bowl.
The hold is down. The kick clears the line. And Greg Zuerlein sends the Rams to the Super Bowl! L.A. will play for the Lombardi. Greg Zuerlein from 48 in regulation and 57 in overtime. It's over, and the Superdome is silent.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Zinger.
Talk about sticking it to him. Again, J.B. Long, Rams Radio Network. So here we are, the NFC rep, the L.A. Rams. And they're going to wear the throwbacks of the Super Bowl, by the way.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to wear the throwbacks. It sets up a very interesting coaching matchup, obviously, because Bill Belichick's on the other side with Sean McVay. But, yeah, Greg Zuerlein, this shows you the importance of kicking, especially at this point in the season. If you have a guy who's confident and reliable, and you can throw it on the field. If you need a long one, a short one, an extra point, that gives you a much greater chance of getting deeper into the postseason as the Rams now head to Super Bowl 53.
He was great. 4-for-4, 14 points, the longest game-winning overtime field goal in postseason history in the NFL. Zuerlein, one of the heroes. All right, let's go to Arrowhead. Late fourth quarter, Damian Williams trying to put Kansas City up top.
Mahomes from the gun on first down. Gives to Williams. Williams up the middle into the end zone for the touchdown. And an emphatic spike for Damian Williams as he puts the Chiefs back on top. 27-24 with 2:03 to play in the AFC Championship game.
And they would stick the PAT, make it an even four spot, so the Pats would have to score a touchdown. A field goal would not suffice. That's how it sounded. Westwood won. Kevin Kugler. At that point, Arrowhead was popping.
Yeah, it was. And thank goodness for Damian Williams, who had three touchdowns on the day, two of them receiving and one rushing, because Pat Mahomes, as good as he was in the moments that he needed to be really good, he was inefficient.
He overthrew Damian Williams on that one touchdown by about 3 to 5 yards.
For the first time, maybe all season, BT, 52% completion percentage. He just wasn't as effective as he has been. Give some credit to the New England Patriots defense for getting a lot of pressure on him and having a really good game plan against them. But when they mattered most, he scored points in the second half and made this a contest.
Did you really think Tom Brady and the Pats wouldn't have an answer?
Brady is going to turn and give it to Burkett. He runs left behind Devlin. He blows his way to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! And they've regained the lead with 39 seconds on the clock in this AFC Championship.
I mean, what a run by Burkett. What Stones to send it back in and say, we push you around for three quarters, and we're going to shove it down your throat again behind the fullback.
That's a good call right there. That's out of Bob Sochi, Scott Zolak having fun. They've got great jobs. They get to call Patriot games. 98.5, the Sports Hub. That would make it 31-28 with about 39 ticks to go, Teak. And, you know, listen, it wasn't over yet, as we know.
It didn't hold up because in 31 seconds and two completions over four plays, Pat Mahomes tied the game up. And then they went for the coin flip. The Patriots won the coin flip.
Which
and we
will
know what
you
happened.
Defend? Which goal would you like to
it
defend?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's true.
Because we know what happened next.
Yeah.
Brady under center. A give to Burkhead. Runs it left for the win. Touchdown, Patriots. And they're bound for Super Bowl 53.
What a call, Sosi. We're going back, baby. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. America's worst nightmare is back. We're going to our fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. Pack your bags. Start our buses. We're coming home, Boston. It's not their year, right? It just might be. It just might be.
Yeah, they had a lot of doubters, including a couple of people in this room. Many people around the country just didn't think the Pats had the firepower throughout the year. That ugly, crazy, wacky last-second loss to the Dolphins with all the laterals and really a lack of discipline. They looked sloppy there. They just didn't seem to have the requisite pop. And here we are. Get ready. Load up the truck. He's right.
Zolak is amazing.
He should have been a wrestling manager.
Oh, dude.
I've always said that. Right. WWE.
America's worst nightmare.
Yeah, back up here the truck. Go. Back up the truck.
But in all seriousness,
it is our worst nightmare.
I tell you, the New England Patriots, it's 1,000 little cuts. We talk about it all the time.
Yep.
Sony Michel. Oh, I'm just going to go for 113 yards and two touchdowns. Oh, Rex Burkhead, who's like the short yardage back, who couldn't get short yardage first downs in the game. Oh, I'm going to score two touchdowns and crunch when it matters. Oh, James White, I don't ever carry the rock, but you know what? I'm going to catch four passes, 49 yards. Oh, and Philip Dorsett, that guy that we traded for, who was insignificant in our playbook and our game planning. You know what? He's going to catch a go route because you're playing man-to-man
coverage.
Off
today. Yeah.
It's unbelievable how much talent. It's not actually elite talent.
Mm-hmm.
That does very talented things in big moments for this Patriots team.
It's uncanny.
It is very uncanny.
There's never been a better coach. There's never been a more clutch quarterback. Yep. It is what it is.
And there was a report. It was not a report, but it was just an appreciation of what happened with Rob Gronkowski when he ran that slant on 3rd and 10 in overtime. One of Tom Brady's four completions against his five incompletions. They hadn't practiced Gronk in that slot position running that slant in weeks, maybe, you know, going back 2 months ago. But because Bill Belichick had seen, or at least Josh McDaniels had seen, how he was being defended, that is on the upside shoulder, they stuck Gronk in a slot. He got defended on the outside shoulder. Tom Brady threw this slant, and it just goes to show, because Belichick's been there 19 years. Josh McDaniels has been there 15 years, because he took a couple years off to go with the Denver Broncos, and Tom Brady's been there 17 years. It's just, you can do those things in game that just give you a winning advantage.
Yeah.
That's their edge. There's so much continuity with that offensive, their offensive philosophies. You can make adjustments when you need to, and it just feels like, okay, this works. It just works. They're lucky.
You know what else works for them? And boy, they never really had to latch on to this. The underdog status, the underdog role, something Tom Brady talked about postgame. Here's number 12.
You know, it was all, you know, it was the odds were stacked against us. And it hasn't been that way for us for a while. And it certainly was this year. And, you know, we started off so slow. And like I said, the last four games have been our best games.
Yeah, really, they made the Chargers look like a 3-13 win team. A 3-13 team. They really did. They made the Chargers look like a 3-win team.
It was embarrassing.
And they made the Chiefs look like a team that was maybe 6-10.
Yeah.
You know, at least for the first half.
Yeah.
I heard a story coming in today. I think Peter King is the one who uncovered this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll double check. I'll make sure I get this one. I think, you know, you bounce around the radio, you hear stuff. But the Patriots reportedly at 11 a.m. in the hotel lobby on game day, not the night before where you can go and look at some diagrams or get out the laptop and kind of let it further infiltrate your mind. At the 11 a.m., like little brunch, whatever they do, they drew up 8 new plays.
Oh, get out of here.
I swear to God, that they introduced to the team. They used 5 of them, and all 5 worked on offense.
Of course.
Wow. What do they use, like salt and pepper shakers?
No, do your job.
What do they use?
It's called do your job. If you don't do your job, someone else will do your job for you.
We'll call.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.